USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans living in counties with a high spread of the coronavirus will see more masks during their next trip to Walmart. That's because the Arkansas-based company is requiring employees to mask up right away if they're in a high-risk county. Customers won't be required to wear masks while shopping, but they're encouraged to do so. Some House members want to extend an eviction moratorium which prevents landlords from kicking people out of their homes for not paying rent. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is trying to get this done in the final hours before Congress's August recess. Arkansas Republican Representative French Hill appears on Fox Business and says the president should have solved this a long time ago.
We've known for weeks that this moratorium was going to expire tomorrow, and yet he waits to the last possible moment, and now we find ourselves here on Capitol Hill.
USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by IBM. Cybersecurity and ransomware attacks have become a very real threat to U.S. federal agencies, with recent events putting a spotlight on existing vulnerabilities. New market research commissioned by IBM found that while U.S. federal agencies understand the urgency to modernize IT infrastructures, they view data security as the top barrier. More than 75% of government IT decision makers are concerned about security risks when migrating to modern cloud platforms. Howard Bovell, head of IBM Hybrid Cloud.
Enterprise technology providers are stewards of massive volumes of personal data, and we need to do our utmost to protect this data. A public and private sector partnership that adopts an open and secure hybrid cloud architecture with sophisticated security capabilities can help agencies ensure that data truly remains theirs, even in a hybrid multi-cloud environment.
IBM's new market research, Government Index for IT Modernization, provides insights into the critical role of security and privacy in cloud adoption and modernization decision-making. For more findings from the study, visit IBM.com.
The founder of electric vehicle startup Nikola is pleading not guilty to charges he's facing in New York. Prosecutors filing multiple fraud charges against Trevor Milton, but he's free on a $100 million bond.
Milton claimed that the Nikola One could be driven when in fact the closest it ever came to driving was when a group of Nikola engineers took it to the top of a hill and rolled it down so it could be filmed for a commercial.
Milton is banned from getting in touch with investors as part of his release, but his legal team flatly denies he did anything wrong. Former Cardinal Theodore McCarrick has reportedly been charged with sexual assault of a teenage boy. The alleged sexual assault occurred at Wesley College during a wedding reception of the alleged victim's brother. The alleged victim was 16 at the time. McCarrick is scheduled to appear in a Massachusetts court August 26 for his arraignment. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
The parents of nine troops are suing after they died off the coast of Southern California last year.
Attorneys representing the families of nine service members killed in an ocean training accident near San Clemente Island last summer announced a lawsuit Thursday against the manufacturer of the amphibious assault vehicle that sank with the men inside. Attorney Eric Dubin.
What you don't accept or brace in your heart is for your kids to die because of defective equipment, for your kids to die because of knowingly defective equipment.
From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Broadway shows will require audience members to both have the COVID-19 vaccine and wear face masks, at least for the next 3 months. This comes as the mayor of New York is calling on more businesses to require that employees be vaccinated, saying mandates are needed. First Lady Jill Biden is going under the knife.
First Lady Jill Biden has undergone a medical procedure at Walter Reed Hospital to remove a sharp object that got lodged in her foot when she was walking on the beach in Hawaii last weekend. She was there attending two official events. She stopped over in Hawaii after attending the opening ceremonies of the 2020 Olympics in Tokyo. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.